episode 883, When You've Fallen Short.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. It is a beautiful day, and I hope you are having an extraordinary one. Maybe you're having some time off, well-deserved time in the sun. Whatever you're doing, I hope you're cooling, chilling, and most of all, that your heart is filled with joy. You are a woman of impact, a man on a mission, and you were created on purpose for a purpose. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and we are chatting about when you've fallen short. How many times do we feel like we've fallen off the wagon and we beat ourselves up? That's what we're chatting about today. That's what we're reflecting on. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to our incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter. They keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. I love, love, love Sundays. I absolutely love, actually, okay, confession, I love every day because every day is a blessing. It's an opportunity to serve. It's an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to experience new things, but especially with you all, when we come to Sweet Spirit, and it's about reflection and turning the tables, yes, on our own side, looking at in within ourselves. And that's hard to do. Growing up, it was something I tended to do naturally. I don't know, maybe that's a weird way of saying it. But I would sit there and I would have deep reflection. And it wasn't just once a week, it was every day. And some of it probably was reflection out of guilt, meaning that, oh gosh, could I have done something differently? Did I hurt her feelings? Did I say something wrong? Because we moved all the time. And I was always making new friends. I was always on a new adventure. And I was put in positions that I didn't know how people responded in different cultures, in different settings, around in different races. It was just different. And so that could be part of it. It could have been somewhat out of guilt and my people pleasing, but it also was out of wanting to learn, to become my best selfie. And ultimately, I didn't realize that would lead me to where I am today, that gosh, everything I've been doing my whole life, I'm still doing today. And one of those things I reflect on is when you've fallen short. And oh my goodness, life is full of problems that don't have easy solutions or fixes, do they? When you've fallen short, what can you do and how can you handle it? I've been experiencing some of this lately, unfortunately, and it's a business aspect of it, not having to do with Create Your Now, but a business that we're working on with another person in the mix, a female. And I don't want to give too many details out because I do have quote unquote local people who listen, so I have to be careful how I say things. But the story background that I want to give you is this. I brought this person into our lives to give us their expertise on some things that were that are happening in our personal life so we can make some, you know, qualified decisions. And so we would really understand, okay, this is the route we need to go. These are the choices that we need to make, et cetera, et cetera. Well, only come to find out that in her whole talking to us, now mind you, I do not know her and did not know her personally on a personal level. I knew of her from far away, but I did not have a day-to-day interaction or anything like that with her. So this was something brand new. And I'm sitting here trying to make sure I get all the, you know, the qualifications that I need. So I, you know, all my ducks in a row. So I understand processes. I'm trying to figure out so we can make some real tough decisions. And in our talkings and dealings, I had invited her over for us to talk. And when we continued to talk, you know, one of the things that she put out there was, you know, I ride on high integrity and there's this trust and all of this. And little did I know that later on it would come back to backstab us, in my opinion. And I was like, man, that just kind of irked me. And so it wasn't anything necessarily to do about her, but it was all to do about me. Where had I fallen short? Why did I make the decision that I made? If I would have just maybe gone with my initial gut feeling, which was probably not a good idea, was the thought that went through my mind initially, from a business perspective as to what we were looking at, maybe I wouldn't be in this position. So what was I doing? I was blaming myself. Okay, this is something I'm wrestling with right now. I'm in the midst of it right now. So when I'm talking to you about this stuff is real. I don't just sit here and blabber. This is stuff that's real life. And we all deal with it when you've fallen short. Because we try to handle everything on our own. And we try to figure out what we can do. But sometimes we just can't do it on our own. We just can't. And I even can remember a few days back, I was mumbling to my children amongst my frustration at myself, had nothing to do with them or anybody else. Again, I turned the tables back on me and I'm like, what did I do wrong? I've fallen short. Lord, what's my problem here? I can't figure this out. Why didn't I? Was there a red flag I missed? You know, you're smarter than this. I mean, oh my gosh, talk about the beating. I was taking the whip to myself. And the wounds were getting deeper and deeper. And I was like, this is not good. And I was like, if I just would have, or what if I would, all of these things that you play in your mind, right? You probably recall that. Maybe something recent to you is going on. When you've fallen short, what can you do and how can you handle it? Well, I got to tell you, it's not about you, even though we make it about ourselves. We toss and turn in bed. We wake up in the middle of the night going, oh, I just wish I could fix it. I wish I could fix the problem. I just wish I could make it go away. What can I do to undo it? The mess that I created. Well, that does nothing but to scar you more and more and more. And the more you think about it, the more you stew about it, the worse it becomes. So I want to give you some steps that I have been going through to help you in your reflection, number one, and also to help you move forward, because we all fall short. We do. That's just the nature of the being. We all fall short. However, we don't have to do it alone. First off, you're not expected to be perfect. You all know I am so a recovering perfectionist. And yes, it still comes into play to this day. I want the best, the 120, the 150%. I want to give more above and beyond. You know, it's like if it's Broadway style, I want to take it above Broadway. I mean, that's just how I look at things. Now, I know you may want to be perfect, but you aren't going to be. I try to get there to perfection, but you know, I'm not going to. So at some point you have to realize, you're not expected to be perfect. Did you hear what I said? You are not expected to be perfect. You're going to fail. And you're going to learn from failures, not successes. So take those lessons and learn from them. In 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins to him, meaning to Christ, he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong. So I made a mistake. When you've fallen short, it's okay. But you have to own it so you can what? Move on. A mistake is never permanent unless you do nothing to fix it. In order to fix it, you have to ask for forgiveness. Now, my situation right now, there's not an issue of forgiveness as into what's happening with the female that I was referring to earlier. That has nothing to do with it because it's null and void because it was all about me. The reflection was what I did wrong. I made some decisions. I decided to contact and all of this stuff. It goes on and on and on and on and on, but it was all about me. Now, if you have a situation that it does involve another person and you need to forgive them, okay, then you need to also extend that forgiveness because otherwise you won't be able to let it go. But understand that you're going to fail and you're not expected to be perfect. What you want to do is you want to learn from those failures. And that's going to allow you to grow. Secondly, God solves your problems. Listen to that carefully. God solves your problems. He has an answer for everything in your life, even when it comes to toilet paper. Yes, even toilet paper. It has been a crazy week for me. And I don't like to be without toilet paper. There's a lot of bodies in this house. And when you're selling a house, you definitely don't want to run out of toilet paper. But on top of that, just day-to-day livings, and everybody's home for the summer and the kids are out of school. So yes, the commodes are being used more than normal. I know, probably not a typical conversation on a podcast episode, but I'm real with you. So I had so much on my list this week that I was like, okay, I know I've got this many rolls of toilet paper. I have this many bathrooms. I know we all kind of do this so much throughout the day. I think I can make it last until, and I went shopping yesterday and we got more toilet paper and we survived. No, I could have run up to the store real quick. We've got a brand new grocery store in our little town now. I could have grabbed some. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to wait till I went shopping at my big box store to get the big toilet paper. Because, you know, with a big size family, you need lots of toilet paper. So God solves your problems. Yes, he even allowed the toilet paper to last till I could go out to the big box store. Now, if that doesn't have you smiling, I don't know what will today. But think about it. He's got an answer for everything in your life. Let him handle your problems, the little ones and the great big ones that you can't handle. When you let him in and let him control and be there to solve your problems, he will go to work on solving those problems that are too big. But you got to let him in. You got to ask him. Say, God, I need you to show up here. I trust you. Hebrews 13, verses 5 through 6. This is the message version of this. It says, since God assured us, I'll never let you down, never walk off, and never leave you, we can boldly quote, God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what. Who or what can get to me? Nothing can get to you when God's on your side. He'll carry your problems, and he'll carry you when you've fallen short. These are great reminders to know that when we don't got it all together, which I don't know about you, but I don't have it together every single day. I try so hard to, but I'm not always the best mom, making always the right decisions. I'm not always the best wife, supporting my husband like he needs to be, but I try. And I try to learn from my failures and my mistakes. But what you can't do is continually beat yourself up. Because when you do that, you're just reopening those wounds and there's no healing. All of this that I'm talking about to you today is to bring healing. So those wounds will heal. I used to work in a hospital many years ago. And I was responsible to, I was basically the admin to the vice president of nursing services. And underneath her, okay, she was over the entire hospital, okay, of nursing services. So anything that dealt with the nurse or patient care all went to her. Well, she had head honchos, okay, head nurses, head managers, head departments that were underneath her. And she had, oh, goodness gracious, it's been so many years ago, but a lot of them, a lot. And so I not only took care of her, but I also took care of those managers and head department heads. Well, long story short of it, one of those department heads, an incredible man, still have great respect for this man, but he was the head of the wound care center. And I can remember time and time and time and time again, he would come in just frustrated. He goes, I don't get it. He was a Christian man. He goes, I don't get it. He goes, we can sit here and we've got amazing technology. But when it comes to wounds and they're not healing right and then they get infected and then they reopen, he goes, oh, there's just nothing like it. He goes, it's so frustrating. He goes, I just wish I could help these patients more because the wounds go so deep. your wounds go so deep too. And the more and more you beat yourself up and you say you're not worth something and you wish you would have done it differently and all of this, it's only adding to the infection. You're growing it. Stop growing it and let God heal it. So you got to kind of figure out, where are you? Are you into opening up that wound? Are you the one who says, I want to pick at it a little bit more? I take the scab off and see what happens to it? I know that sounds gross. I hope you're not eating. But really, let's be serious. When we do that, when we sit there and bicker at our own self, we're tearing ourselves apart. We're tearing ourselves open. And that doesn't allow for any healing. And what's worse is, yeah, God can come in, but the problem is we've already shut him out. So what are you going to do? Are you ready to let those wounds heal when you've fallen short and let God come in? Because he's here to solve your problems. And thirdly, God made you many promises. And one promise he made you was, do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He's there. Wherever your problem is, God can handle it. The question at the very beginning of this episode was what? How can you handle it? It's not about you. It's about God. God can handle it. It's not about what you can do. It's about what God will do on your behalf. 1 Peter 5:20 says this, now the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, will personally restore, establish, strengthen, and support you. That's an incredible promise. Incredible. Let God take your wounds and heal them. Stop beating yourself up. Yes, you're not perfect. Yes, you will fall short again and again and again. Yes, I will probably make a horrible decision again, but it's not the end of the world. And a mistake is never permanent unless you do nothing to fix it. And who's the fixer in this? Christ Jesus is. Let him be at the helm today for you. Let him drive your life where he wants to take you. Celebrate that promise. That's love. Love you today. Give God your problems. Trust his divine intervention as he creates your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.